Though the electricity is coming back in the Northeast and parts of the Midwest, the regions that lost power yesterday afternoon are still having plenty of trouble. Airline flights are canceled or delayed in many cities, including Ottawa and Newark. Water supplies are sketchy in Cleveland, and subways are not running in New York City. Some places may not have reliable power supplies even through the weekend. But Con Edison has just announced that as of about a half hour ago, all power has been restored to New York City. And that's where NPR's Mike Pesca is. He joins us now. Mike, the fact that the power is back is good news, especially for older people and folks who are in high-rise apartment buildings who've been basically trapped over the last 24 hours.
Trapped without water in some cases because the high floors rely on electrical pumps to get the water up there. And as far as the old people, that was a concern. I live on a building on 36th Street. A few old people slept in the lobby last night. And in some other stories I've heard is that doorman for one building was sort of shuttling old people up and down, in some cases carrying old women to their floors, seven floors above.
What do you think the prognosis is for the weekend? Subways are still not running. Any sense of when transportation might be back to normal?
The official word that the mayor said was 6 to 9 hours. Now, in the past, the mayor was a little, shall we say, optimistic in his estimates. But he did explain that. He said he was going on what Con Ed told him, and Con Ed says those estimates were optimistic. For instance, last night, he said that by noon today, we would all have power. And as we all know, that 100% power didn't happen until a half hour ago, but he said that was out of Con Ed's hands. It was other parts of the grid that were draining power from them. But they do say by tomorrow we'll have subway service.
Mike, I'm curious if it struck you that New York seemed to be a different city over the last 24, 20, 28 hours, or did it seem like the same old New York in many ways?
Well, it was a darker city.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, it didn't surprise me that New Yorkers rose to the occasion. They've shown time and time again. And people did remember back to 1977 when there were those horrible blackouts and resulting looting. But it didn't seem that too many people were surprised that that didn't happen this time. Why would it? No one looked around at their neighbors and said, I'm surprised that that looting didn't occur from this guy or that guy. It's just a little bit of a different town, and as a lot of people have noted, 9/11 really was the worst of the worst. And so when this happens, you can't go too crazy.
Is there one sight, one sound, one memory of the last day or so that you think will stick with you as sort of your emblematic moment of the blackout of 2003?
I will never forget the guy I met, the ex-Marine, directing traffic on the corner of 34th and Lexington. He just jumped out into the middle of the street. His sole qualification was a whistle and a will to direct traffic, and it worked. And traffic flowed a little smoother on that corner. And as he said to me, as I ran away from him because I was afraid I was going to get hit, ex-Marines have to chip in.
Okay, NPR's Mike Pesca in New York. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Thank you.